Thousands of temporary residents are fighting to keep their jobs with their visas set to expire en masse. Anyone in the country with an expired work, student, visitor, limited or interim visa with an expiration date between April the 2nd and July the 9th has until September the 25th to renew it. Temporary residents who were overseas when their visas expired have not been granted an automatic extension, and they will also need to reapply for their jobs. Immigration is not renewing or issuing any new visas until it's satisfied that there are no citizens or permanent residents available to do an applicant's job. Our business reporter Nona Peltier has this report.
Employers who want to keep temporary visa holders on staff must re-advertise their jobs, interview applicants, and then offer any qualified candidates that position. They also need to satisfy immigration they have done a thorough job and made a genuine effort. Some of the roles up for grabs will also require a skills match test, which is another time-consuming and potentially costly process. There were about 350,000 temporary visa holders in the country, and the government estimates more than 200,000 of them have work visas with conditions that might need to be varied. The government has fast-tracked legislation to give it power to deal with the large number of applications by class or by group. However, Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway says he is taking a cautious approach to using that power, which will expire next May.
We want to bring more certainty, and we also want to make sure that people in New Zealand have the opportunity to get work and that businesses are able to grow. So that's why we passed that legislation to give us the opportunity to be more responsive in this situation, and people can expect to hear the first suite of announcements in the very near future.
The minister says the temporary workforce shouldn't get their hopes up, as the priority is jobs for New Zealand residents and citizens.
We've got to be honest about this. In recent years, we've had a labour market that has been highly dependent on the migrant workforce, and people could anticipate that visas would simply be rolled over because the work was there.
Unemployment was just over 4% in the 3 months ended March, but Treasury estimates it has since climbed to more than 7% and will peak at 9% later this year. The chair of the Association for Migration and Investment, June Ranson, says employers are waiting for the government to act with the deadline for visa renewal fast approaching.
Well, some businesses are going to have to shut down because they can't get labour. But look, he's considering things at the moment, so hopefully he is listening to what is being said out there.
June Ranson says the government is unrealistic about New Zealanders being trained up fast enough to do many of the jobs currently done by temporary visa holders. She says the dairy industry is one that has been hard hit by a shortage of trained workers.
The dairy workers are saying, look, this is going into our busiest time. We need to have the people here able to do the work, and the only ones that are around to do it are migrants, and we would like to extend their visas. Some of them have been in New Zealand over 7 years.
The hospitality sector, the last to fully emerge from the COVID-19 lockdown, is also facing the prospect of replacing a large number of both skilled and low-skilled staff over the next 3 months. Hospitality New Zealand Chief Executive Julie White says a recent survey of members has found 1 in 5 are currently advertising to fill positions. She says many of them are at their wits' end.
Our members are telling us that it's nearly radio silence from Immigration New Zealand. And for those people who have actually got through to Immigration New Zealand, it looks like they aren't going to get renewed. It's a carte blanche no. That's the information that's coming from Immigration New Zealand. Whether they've been working for that member for 12 months or 1 month, it seems to be irrelevant.
Julie White says she doubts whether Mr. Lees-Galloway understands the needs of the sector, considering he hasn't been in contact with them.
If he is going to extend some relief, well, is that the right relief? So that's why Hospitality New Zealand is being proactive, and we're just about to send a working paper through for consideration. So he actually understands exactly what's happening in the industry.
Julie White says the industry is keen to hire and train more New Zealanders and permanent residents, but it takes time and money and isn't something that can be done quickly. She says the recently established regional skills leadership groups is a good approach to addressing longer-term issues. However, she says it would make little difference to the current situation facing employers, as the groups won't report their initial findings until October, which is after the September deadline. For Morning Report, I'm Nona Peltier.